gonna make it, after all. Okay, we're a long way from the days of Mary Tyler Moore, but we heard some real-life stories this week of making it as a woman in the working world.
When my son was a newborn, I tried to do everything all at once. I was working from home. I had a treadmill in my son's room, and I would be on the treadmill working out and trying to do email. I think I quickly realized that was ridiculous.
That's Cisco Chief Technology Officer Padmasri Warrior. We also heard from Judy Woodruff, who had to combine a planetarium playdate sleepover and a presidential visit in one 24-hour period once.
Basically, what I did was I flew to Little Rock, did the reporting, flew back, got in just in time to join the crowd of the students, the teachers, and a few other parents, slept on a pallet that night at the planetarium, got up the next morning, raced to the Baltimore airport, and flew back to finish reporting on what Clinton was doing.
Congratulations, Judy. And then there's Karen Peets, head of BNY Mellon Bank, who, whatever her worries, her kids early on did not have to worry about wrinkles.
The silliest thing I ever did as they were growing up, we had a relatively bad dryer, and I would iron their T-shirts. And I think of the time that I spent ironing their T-shirts instead of, at that time, you know, going to the beach or playing a game or whatever. That was something I regret.
I've always felt like maybe up to 2 years ago that I had to work 300% just to get on the same level with the men. I think that was ridiculous on my part. I should have just done what I know I was qualified to do, and that's it.
You never know if you're making it, union electrician Rochelle James told us this week, so you overcompensate. It's a theme we heard from many of you out there, a habit, you said, is pretty hard to break.
Several years ago, I took a job at being in charge of a very busy outpatient clinic, and I worked late into the evenings, many weekends, holidays, all kinds of times. So I started joking that I'd have to get a dog to be able to leave work on time. And then the more I said it, the more I realized it wasn't a joke anymore. So I got a dog, I learned to delegate, and I took some of my life and some of my time back.
My name is Denise McQueen. I'm calling from Dallas, Texas. So easily that was in 1983. I was running my own business. I was working from home. I was a full-time mom to a three-year-old. It was Christmas, and I was going to throw a party, so I made my dress, and I made all the party favors, which was homemade Kahlua, and I put them in these little brown apothecary bottles, and I tied each one with a little red ribbon around each neck, made all the food, the flowers. It all had to be perfect. Needless to say, the next day after the party, I collapsed with an illness, and I have since learned that nothing has to be perfect.
That's our friend, the very imperfect, and we're glad about that, Denise. Also, thanks to Katie, the dog owner delegator before here. Another listener from Miami writes that the realization came when she literally could not eat lunch because she was crying too hard on her only off-the-clock break. And then we got this text from Charlotte, North Carolina, from someone who needed to vent. Well, I could say today, as I contemplate taking vodka intravenously, that I have way too much on my table. It's too much to fit on a plate. I'm a manager in the midst of launching a new brand and redesigned website at work. Meanwhile, at home, my nine-month-old, who, mind you, still isn't sleeping through the night, had to have surgery last week. And a day later, my 92-year-old grandmother, who lives with us, fell and broke her hip. So I'm managing his pain recovery and her first hospital and then nursing home for rehab stay. Oh, and did I mention I'm a wedding planner and a photographer and committed last year to take on a few clients this spring? Yeah, that's me. This is my life. And those are my martinis, all seven of them. Nice to meet you. Have a great weekend, won't you? Tell us your stories of work-life balance and juggling at 877-8MYTAKE or post a comment at thetakeaway.org. And happy Mother's Day to all of you.
I'm Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.